this when
yes
like before I got start.
I feel like I should have saved that just to make a funny video. I regret deleting those episodes now.
Like just the cuts, like, all right, so what happened in the last 15 to 20 minutes? Oh, Ryan kept on cutting out at the randomest times.
Jesus Christ. You there?
I can't touch the bottom half of my phone. I just dropped it.
All right, I'm gonna need you to what? I'm gonna need you to back away from your mic a little bit. What's up, motherfuckers? Welcome to the Andy Kings podcast, where we talk about gaming, anime, mostly anime, and everything in between. To the right, you have my co-host, King. Say what's up, King.
Yo, this is probably the 8th time I'm saying this. I'm getting annoyed. But I'm King. Subscribe to my channel, King44. We do gaming, we do anime, we do rappers. We talk about different breeds of rappers. But anyway, we do some horrible videos, funny videos, but more better videos are coming out. I'm warming up, so check it out.
And to my left, we have my man Ryan. Say what's up, Ryan.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, what's up? It's Apex Voltage with the X. Don't forget it. Got YouTube channel on the way. Apex Voltage, as you see here. You know, your boy got your computer. So if you're trying to buy me one, send it to my address. I'll put a link in the description for the address. And yeah, come check me out.
It cuts out.
Oh, yeah. Check out. I'm going to put Ryan's link in the bio so you guys can check out his channel. He should have some stuff posted there soon. But let's get into our first topic. Kid, you want to start off with one of your topics, or we'll start off with one of mine?
You can start off with one of yours.
All right. So my first topic, what I wanted to say is, we all know the anime Naruto. Now,
definitely.
Unfortunately.
We all know about Team 7. Now, in your opinion, which Team 7 do you think is the best Team 7?
What do you mean by that? Are you saying, like, who's the best in the group, or...?
No, like, the best Team 7 lineup. Like, all three.
Like, all time, or currently?
Back up just a little bit. Please back up.
Grizzly Bear.
All right, King, I'll let you go. Who do you think is the best Team 7?
I don't know the question. I don't know what you mean by that question.
Like, all right, so say we have Sasuke, Naruto, Sakura. And for the sake of this, I just want to put all the kids, I want to make them like younger kids. So basically, when you have like Starter, Naruto, Sasuke, and Sakura, when they're all younger.
Oh, you mean the version of them?
Yeah, yeah. So when they're all like around Boruto's age. So basically around there.
Yo, like.
So we would have Sasuke, Naruto, and Sakura. That would be one Team 7. And then the previous Team 7 before that was Kakashi, Obito. Yeah. And then you have Boruto, Sarada, and the other dude. So which team do you think would be the best Team 7? And don't forget about Minato's Team 7. His wasn't really known, though.
Yeah, but to be honest, like a dick rider, it has to have been Naruto, because you know why? For one, he went against Zabuza, like pretty much John Wick in anime.
Yeah, I feel
pretty much the John Wick of anime. So if he pretty much took him on at what age 10 or 12 or 13 or whatever age, he took him and persuaded him to be on the good side and live through what the mirror thing. The needle thing, and just looking in his general direction, I think that deserves like straight facts. Like for one, Boruto, that whole season, that's childish. Like, you defeated a god, good. We defeated John Wick. Come on, man. And before that, you know, one of the people died. Well, not to spoil it, but Toby. Come on, Toby.
Oh my goodness.
come on, my boy, step your game up. you let a rock kill you, bruh? You about to catch these hands?
I think I'll surprise you guys with my pick. I was gonna go with I was gonna choose Hirashima's. Not Hirashima's. What's his name? I was gonna choose. Jiraiya Orochimaru and Tsunade, but the reason I'm gonna go with Boruto's Team 7, arguably the most underrated Team 7 in my opinion, because they don't really get to show how badass they are because the anime is more lighthearted. But I feel like potential wise, they might have some of the highest potential.
Potential wise, yes.
Yeah, because I feel like, and I know people don't like Boruto, but Boruto arguably has like some of the highest potential that I've ever seen. And like IQ-wise. You said what?
I said, what is Jugon? I don't know what that is because I haven't watched it, but what I have seen.
Oh, it's Cheke Genkai.
Oh.
The hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Ryan, your face is, your nose is on
your
phone.
You're eating the mic.
Bruh, I'm not close to it. That's the thing.
No way.
But just kind of like a whisper. I don't know. But,
it sounds even worse.
It sounds like another vibe. All right. So, and I think that the biggest reason I think that their team is the best overall, like potential-wise, is because of Mitsuki. Because Mitsuki can... I saw in one of the episodes, Mitsuki has like this sage mode or whatever, and it's pretty badass. So I think his potential-wise... Because I remember he was in the... What was it? The Chunin exams?
Yeah, he... No, he didn't use it. He couldn't.
Yeah. Like, what's the name? The dude that was with Gaara. One of Gaara's kids.
No, if he would have used it, it would have
he was like, oh, I give up. He's like a little badass. He's like, oh, I don't even want to use a real thing. I'm not even going to whoop you like that. I was like, okay, I feel you. I feel like that confidence, yeah.
He said.
But Sasuke would never do that.
Should I put him to sleep?
Nah.
Yeah.
He said, nah. I'm not going to. So I feel like, Mitsuki, I feel like he reminds me kind of a Itachi. Like, he has that Sasuke quality of, like, strength, but his overall intellect and, like, his overall IQ, like, because that's not something Sasuke would usually do. He would never really say, oh, I give up, or he'd never give in. He's hard-headed, just like Naruto. He's hard-headed. So, like, I feel like that would get in the way of him being, like, better in combat.
No, I can agree with you right there. But the only thing is, I can agree with you because you know why? All three of them are actually useful. And I don't mean like side character ways. They're actually useful. Because for one, the Jiraiya, Orochimaru, and what was it? Lady Tsunade. Tsunade was
pretty useless at the beginning.
Useless. But useless in the beginning until she, you know, she grew a pair.
Literally.
and started supporting the team. And what's her name? Sakura. Sakura.
Most useless character I have ever seen in all anime.
Thank you.
I feel like that's where it ends with Sarada, because she basically reminds me of like a dumbed down Sasuke. It's like a less aggressive Sasuke, since she's a female. She's not as aggressive.
Yes, and you know, Boruto's group, she has Sharingan, the strength, and this probably the highest IQ in the group. So it's like,
of course,
it's like you might as well put Power Rangers in the center of it and just say they're the main characters, because they obviously are. But the other ones, they're like, yeah, we could just put them right there. They'll do their thing, you know. Just put girl that grows to what are those B cups to like G cups, you know. Then put her, you know, she had long beautiful hair and wanted Sasuke. Nah, she can actually take you out forcefully to the bar and and she'll make you pay the bill. Then you got Sadara. She could buy your land. She could buy your heritage. She could buy your tuition, and she could still walk off like a boss, you know.
Yeah.
Useful. Actually useful.
All right, so I wanted to hear something from Ryan. Ryan, who do you think is your favorite or the strongest Team 7?
From what I've heard, you guys said Barto, and I understand that from what you said, but I feel like it will be...
Yeah, I can respect that.
Okay, yeah.
I will only say Jiraiya's group because of what... of when they grew up and what they have become and that potential from what I've seen. But when they were kids, I don't know about much when they were kids, but seeing them now, and if they had that when they were younger, then that might be... Yeah, it might be some comp out there for them. Wait, no. It'd be comp for other groups. Yeah.
No, because Jiraiya was the clown back then. No,
Jiraiya's strength, Orochimaru's, like, his sneakiness with his tongue, which is...
Oh, weird.
Then Tsunade's strength and healing powers.
No, pause. You're not just gonna walk away from
that.
He
says sneakiness with his tongue. What is he doing with that tongue?
What do you mean?
Okay. Listen.
You said like body modification, or like immortality. You said his tongue.
No.
I'm gonna need you to backtrack.
It's only because every time I see this man in the anime, I always see him either licking his tongue, his sword.
Wait, what? Or just
licking his tongue?
Yes.
How do you do that?
Meow. He put the sword to his mouth and licked it.
No.
That's not licking your tongue.
You said you lick my tongue.
You use your tongue to lick things.
Wait, I said lick his tongue?
Yes, yeah. You can do tricks with it, but you can't be doing that.
Oh my God. This is perfect. I love this already.
You can't be doing that. What? You just walk into a bar and you just say, oh, let me, you want to see a trick? I can lick my tongue.
Yeah.
Baby girl, what is you on?
You ever seen this tongue before, baby?
you was a different breed.
All right, let's try to get back on topic, I swear. Okay, all right, so... All right, yeah, Ryan, I think you made a pretty valid point. I can see why Jiraiya would be, why you would choose Jiraiya's team. Because Jiraiya does have, like, they, out of any team, they're probably the most serious team when it comes to, like, combat.
Stroke game strong.
And they, I feel like they had the best team chemistry. Cage.
They did. A point until Orochimaru's secret. Sasuke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, nah. Orochimaru was a good, like, the biggest impact. Evil.
He had the biggest impact on the universe because, like, he affected so many people. Like, he affected the Sound 4. He affected Sasuke. He affected basically everybody. He affected everybody in the Akatsuki. Like, yeah, he was a big impact.
He was like Tekashi 6ix9ine, but in anime form.
Even after death, like, he's still suck my dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude does not give up. He's so annoying. Killed even when he got his arms taken away, one of the Hokages took his arms so he couldn't make juicy. He's like, nah, bro, I'm not going out like that. With his just limp ass arms just laying around, he's like, oh, I'm gonna just find another way to get some arms. I'm gonna either switch bodies or whatever.
And plus, he got goons too. Man, got the whole. He got a dragon son. No, biomechanic dragon son. What, I forgot what his name, but he's like the dude with the glasses, with the white hair. He turned
Kabuto.
He turned Kabuto into like a snake.
Yeah, some kind of baby dragon. I don't know what the heck. Man, let's get off of that.
Ouch. I was mad when I found out Kabuto worked for Orochimaru because I never knew anything about Naruto, but I played a game when I was younger and I saw Kabuto. I was like, oh yeah, he's a good guy. Then when I watched the anime, Kabuto worked for Orochimaru.
Kabuto just gives off pedo vibes, so I instantly just lumped him with Orochimaru. I just something about those glasses I don't trust, man.
No, people with glasses in animes, when they use one finger to push it up,
they start shining and shit.
It's a wrap.
Looking all like, yeah.
I want to slump them so hard. Like, what's the point of doing that?
Like, bro, can you go get them adjusted? Like, you're not gonna get them adjusted, my guy?
They just use one finger, like not two, not their whole hand, just one, and look at you like, nigger.
Jesus Christ. All right. Y'all want to move on to the next topic?
Yeah, we got that topic.
We spent like 15 minutes on it. All right. So we're gonna go to
exactly.
We're gonna go to one of King's topics. Can you want to pick your own topic? Because I don't want to pick out your own topics for you.
Yeah, I got it.
I'd rather you be able to do it so we can have, like, yeah, some input.
All right, this is one of those probably, like, chill ones. So, is it better to be a hero in the anime or a rogue type of anime character?
Rogue, hands down.
I had a feeling you would say that.
Yeah. Like, you know, you could be the main, obviously you'll be the main character, but you're not going to follow by the rules.
Exactly. And then you have so many more opportunities. You're not living up to a standard. You're just doing your own thing.
Yeah, but still.
And I feel like if you're rogue, you have more power. You will have the ability to gain more power than those of a hero.
Yeah, but you won't get the followers as a hero, though. You may be
rogue. Yeah, because those friends that you make are always going to be, like, valuable to you. Like, later on.
If you're rogue, you don't have friends. You are pretty strong, but you won't have friends or followers. You're
like,
just...
for example, like, look at Itachi, or, like, look at Kirito from Sword Art Online. Like, Kirito, eventually, both of those guys had to have some type of friend. Like, Itachi joined the Akatsuki, and Kirito eventually linked back up with the guys that he ditched for a long-ass time to get stronger.
Those are technically heroes, but the heroes I'm thinking about are, like, straight murderers, like Kaneki.
I got you. But yeah, like, but see, they always ended up back with their friends. Like, it somehow led back to their friends. So I feel like even with Kaneki, when he left his little family that he had, he found you can't really say friends, but more like teammates that helped him out. So he always had to surround himself with somebody that was going to help him grow in whatever direction he wanted to grow into.
Yeah, but he's a snake, though. Like, for real, for real. Like, his whole friends rescued him. And at the end of the freaking season, he's like, nah, I'm going to join the evil squad. Like, they all tatted up, Gucci belts, everything. And
he got tired of getting punked every day, man.
Said, nah, fam. Said, nah.
I mean, so, I'd have got tired of being sweet. I don't want to be Armin.
Yeah, but like, come on now. All right, but still, if I got a side chick waiting for me and, like, you know, she's just like, oh, you can stay with us. I'm like, nah, I'm trying to get stronger, you know, get these gains. I'll be like, hold up. I didn't even ask for this life.
I mean, I guess Kaneki knew he could always get that back whenever he felt like it, but he always got, like, I don't know. He was always, like, scared. I guess he got tired of just being scared all the time. And he wanted people to be scared of him. So I could feel it. Like, he got really feared. You said what, Ryan?
And I'm tired of getting my Xbox taken away.
I'm pretty sure this is an anime podcast, so we're not going to speak on that. Okay?
All right. Yeah, it's anime. Yeah, you ever heard of it? It's called Ryan's Life. You can look it up. It's on Google Anime.
Sponsored.
Sponsored by Google Anime. No, we're not sponsored by Google Anime.
Ron, you saw Tokyo Ghoul?
No, he hasn't seen it. He has much to catch up on.
Oh, wait, before we even go to the next topic, which were good topics, what animes do you look at?
Ryan? Are you serious? Bro.
I'm done.
Oh my god.
No! It was doing so good.
One eternity later.
There we go. Ryan, are you there?
I love it. I love
it. Jesus Christ, bro.
Sorry for the inconvenience.
All right, King, what were you talking about? Oh, you were asking Ryan
what animes do you watch?
I bet
recent ones. I bet you I've seen at least one of them.
Recent one? Well, of course, AOT. I just got hooked on that. So I'm still... I'm almost on season one. Naruto. Citrus. Just because...
Jesus Christ, don't mention that.
There's a whole bunch of other romance animes I watch. White Album 2. Nisekoi 2. Mysterious Girlfriend X,
I'm not gonna lie. I've the animes you listed, right? Like, I know those are romance. Those are romance, right?
Yeah.
I probably saw. Okay, Future Diary was definitely a romance one.
Oh yeah, Mirai Nikki. I only know it by the Japanese.
But that joint.
Very, very. Wait, you seen that? You seen that one?
Wait, which one?
Future Diary.
No, I look trash, so I didn't watch it.
What? Oh my
I said look. That's why I didn't watch it.
Yeah, we gotta make a list for you, but we'll do that off podcast. We'll work on that.
Monster Museum, High School of the Dead. They're all like harems. I'm not gonna lie. I sort of regret looking at Monster Musume. I meant Monster Museum.
I haven't seen that. I got tired of watching High School of the Dead. But hold on. What's our next topic? Do you want to choose Ryan's topic? I'm pretty sure Ryan had his topic, right?
Yeah, Ryan. Go for it.
Ryan, you want to read out your topic?
No, I know what it is. It's I was gonna ask you guys what are your thoughts on the new Broly movie and what are your expectations?
Wait for what?
On the what movie?
The new Broly movie that's coming out. I'm thinking.
Broly, Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Yo, I think I'm not going. Well, I haven't seen the whole trailer. Sorry, my license just came out.
Bless you.
Broly, I don't know, because what can you really do to Broly? Really?
Just like, give him Super Saiyan 3 or something.
Yeah, I feel like the fact that he's already been used. Is gonna like I don't know. I have like a love hate relationship with Dragon Ball Z right now, cause like this whole like Dragon Ball Super stuff, like I don't know, like it just feels like a rerun of Dragon Ball Z just with added things in there.
No, the only thing is for Super, I just don't get how you can make a season about how Goku betted his own universe just to fight someone. I guess
Dragon Ball Z kind of caters to that, like the casual anime fan, not somebody who's really looking for like a story. That's why, like, not to be racist or nothing, but so many of us Black people love it. Not because we're anime fans, we like care about anime, but just because we love action. So
trust and believe. Like, hold up, just one example: the Levi Chase scene on the new Attack. I'm not going to spoil it, but. That joint was juicy. That joint
Wait. Isn't Levi the captain of like a of an elite group, right?
Yeah.
Wait, he's like kind of sulky. It's like.
Oh yeah. He's a Sasuke.
Kind of bitchy.
Oh yeah.
He's a Sasuke.
I know you're talking about.
The man's sexy, but he's a Sasuke. Like no homo. The man got swag. But I'm just saying, like, dude could take a beating any day, catch these hands, but dude, just that on season 3, they said, nah, we're not gonna start as slow. We're just gonna reload the shotgun and just empty the clip. I was like, hold on.
Yeah, they put us right back into the action. I like that.
I was like, oh my goodness, like my nose was running, nosebleeds and everything. I'm like, yo. Then you got Boku no Hero. I'm like, oh my nose.
God, and I've been seeing a trend in that, like. The way that they're doing it, I'm not gonna say they're piggybacking off of like deeper animes, kind of like Naruto, compared to like Dragon Ball Z, like where Naruto, their character development was I'm not gonna say a lot better because they didn't have good character development on like minor characters like Tenten, or like they had a good character development on Rock Lee, but they kind of like put a small flashback and they never really like caught us up with that character throughout the anime. It would kind of just throw them in there whenever Naruto had something important to do. So like, I feel like in like My Hero Academia, when they do that character development, they kind of bring you along with the character.
Yes, definitely. But back to the Broly thing. What can you really upgrade him? If he had Ultra Instinct, then you might as well sell Dragon Ball Z to another company. Like, you know.
If you make Goku that strong, like I don't know what you can do after that.
But in the trailer, it showed him going blue and Vegeta going Super Saiyan Blue Evolution, and they were having a hard time, which made no sense. So what possibly could Broly have gained to get him that much strength?
I mean, let's not act like this is surprising. The same thing happened with freaking Frieza. Frieza was in hell for how long?
Oh yeah, he meditated.
But come on now, like, I understand you meditate, but who the hell meditates so hard that you catch up with somebody who has been literally in the field for who knows how long? Kendrick like, Lamar. Goku has actually been in the field fighting people. And this man has been sitting, tied up, meditating. So that just equals the same amount of work?
Yes. Yes, it does. I might all try right, that.
So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to meditate hard enough, and hopefully some money falls from the sky or something. Supposedly meditating works now.
No. Here's what you got to do. You got to meditate for at least a couple days, pull up on McGregor, and just steal him.
But the thing is about it, not only did he meditate enough to be as strong as Goku, he meditated enough to be so strong that they actually had trouble with him. Like, it's not even like where he was, he's basically in their tier, like around their tier or around their level. He was actually able to like pose a threat to all of them.
No, Ellis, he actually surpassed both of them.
Oh, I see it. No, I see it.
He actually has both of them. And if Frieza didn't run out of stamina, they both would have died. The whole Earth would have been destroyed.
No, if Whis didn't turn back time, they all would have died. But we can all attribute that to Goku being a jackass and just playing around with it eventually.
Yeah. No, before even that, he still would have killed Goku and Vegeta because he overpowered them.
Goku had a chance because there was a time where they were beating him. Goku had a chance to just get rid of him right then and there, and instead he decided to play around with it because I want to see how strong I am. And guess what? Frieza said, "All right, we'll see how strong you are," and blew up the whole planet.
That's tough.
And that's one pet peeve I've always had about like Dragon Ball Z.
I'm not gonna lie. I think Goku's suicidal, like on the low key.
I mean, just a lot of people in that anime, because who gives somebody like 15 to 20 minutes to charge up? If we're fighting to the death, I'm not going to give you 1 second to charge up.
Your
like,
wife.
Put this in Naruto. If you're in the Naruto universe, like, and you meet Itachi and Goku starts powering up, Itachi's going to use Mangekyo or Sharingan, and you're going to be dead in a couple of seconds.
Wait, use a who Sharingan? You need to repeat that and say English words.
Mangekyo. It's not English, you idiot. It's Japanese.
It means big daddy mode. That means big daddy mode. It means he's about to whip. He's going to turn your cap back blue.
Basically.
So he's a homosexual.
Nah, he's like the name of that.
Is I can already see the title of this podcast. Is Itachi a homosexual?
It's big. No. Just that whole sentence is called Big Daddy Mode.
But yeah, basically. Even the most basic of Sharingan, so I guess, I don't know. That's just a thing in their anime. They want to make it more epic, so.
Yeah, if a nerd pulled up on me with, red eyes, and now you just see, like, apostrophes in his eye, I'm straight up going to be like, all right, do what you want. Just going to be like, all right, I got nothing to do. Got nothing
all right, so you guys want to move on to the next topic?
Yeah.
All right. I guess I'll back to you. I guess it moves to me. Let's see.
Big Daddy mode. Can't do anything. Can't reload. Okay. Can't do nothing.
So, okay. I wanted to do AOT's last episode, but I guess we'll move that up. I'll put in one of my questions. I'll put in one of my topics, and then King will put in one topic, and then we can talk about AOT's latest episode of the end. All right, so one of my topics is, you said what, Ryan?
Haven't seen it, but okay.
Oh, we're gonna before we get into the episode, we'll ask you about how do you feel about Attack on Titan so far, but we'll get into that later. Okay, so my topic is, does fan service actually hurt anime, or does it just add more to the bundle?
What do you mean add more to the bundle?
Like, does it make the anime funnier? And that's what I guess it depends. In my opinion, it depends on what anime you're watching, because like if it has fan service in it, like if it's a comedy, sometimes it can add more to the bundle and like a funny moment where something really unfortunate happens to the main character and he ends up getting slapped or whatever. But like if it's just like, I remember I saw one anime, it was called like Brave Witches or something. It was like bro, it's these like little 10-year-old girls, and like it's just fan service everywhere. Like, bro, I can't watch that. Like, there's a point where you're giving way too many like upskirt shots where I'm like, bro, you gotta chill out.
I'm hip. Like
I said, action anime, but it's so much fan service.
It's like a really intense fight scene. Let's just say it's not like exactly. All right, let me give an example. Let's say it's an action scene like Attack on Titan, where what was the outer world again? Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just all right. Let's just say that wall got breached, and like they most of them were girls, and they were fighting. Like if one gets hit down, and like it's like a upskirt shot, it's just kind of a moment in happiness. It's just like.
Yeah, like if you're in that epic moment, you don't want an upskirt shot. You want somebody's head getting blown off or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I get what you mean. Like when they, like, I don't know, they have like the camera angles in a different way, or they just have.
Yeah. Like... Bro, that's the thing about Attack on Titan that first got me when I first watched it. Like a couple years ago, when I first watched like that episode where Eren got eaten. When I saw that, like, when he was flying around, I'm like, oh, I'm into the action. Eren's about to mess somebody up. And I just see a titan come and bite half of his body off. I'm like, bro, like, that actually got to me because of how, like, intense it was. Like, Attack on Titan never, like, dropped the ball when it came to the action.
Dude, I'm not going, it was this anime called, it was a comic got killed, I think. It was a comic got killed. It was on
I remember that.
It was on Adult Swim. And it was this, I don't know, this like the middle episode sort of, like this dude, he was in love with flamethrowers, and he pressed one button and the whole canyon blew up and took like my favorite character. I forgot what was the character, but it was like, I was like, wow, you really gonna do me like that? Then just at the end, when it was like the main hero, I don't want to spoil it because I know some people want to spoil it, but that last episode. Look, that was the only anime that made me cry. I was like, God,
oh, and then like that dog on that mini dog on steroids.
Yeah, I was like, what the?
But that's the thing about those type of animes. I love when you give me action and you give me something that I'm probably not gonna like. Like,
yeah,
I don't want you to always baby me. Like, oh, your main character is gonna be all right through everything. I want you to make me feel like, oh my God, like it's over. Like, there's no way you can come back from that.
Yeah, but it's not with like just like action. It could be like romance or mysterious stuff. Like sometimes it could be like the main character is like liking this girl or this guy until you get some side girl, like, you know, drawing you away from that girl. And I'm just like,
and you get like a love triangle. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, yo, dude, come on. Like, I'm trying to spit game to that, you know, little hottie over there. And you're just like all up in my grill. I'm like, yo, like, fight me. Then you got like the whole, oh, I gotta do school, oh, I gotta do work, oh, I gotta worry about my mom because she just got shot or she turned into a parasite. And it's like, yo, like, can I get a break? Can I get a break? Then sometimes it'd be like where the side character is like all up on the main character with like size G cups, and I'm like, yo, I'm trying to get itty bitty skinny over there, and you're just, you know, persuading me.
Yeah, we can all agree that. We can all agree on that.
King, to top off of that, there was one anime I watched. I forgot what it was. It was a romance anime, and it was like, it was between gods, humans, and demons. And the king of the gods and the king of the demons, they both had daughters that wanted.
No,
that
need- no, we're not talking about Shuffle. No, we're not talking about that. No, we're not talking about Shuffle. No. Next topic. Next topic.
What was it, King? Shuffle is your anime? Turn. Wait, what?
No, don't watch it. Don't watch it.
It's good though.
King, next topic. King, next topic.
All right, all right, all right.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I gotta look at it later.
God.
All right, this is one of those chill ones. So, one weapon from an anime that can protect you from alien invasions or whatever invasions.
You should go short.
Can it be a superpower, or has to be a physical weapon?
Physical weapon that you have to grasp. Like, it can't be in you. It can't be wearing you. You have to hold it in your hand.
So we can't have, like, mechs? Any type of mech?
No, mechs don't count. It has to be something you could carry around and don't have to worry about.
It can't be part of you either.
It can't be like the thing from Trigun, like the gun attached to your hand that can't work. It has to be legit on you.
Ah, that's a good question.
I haven't watched most of it, but how about Ichigo Sword?
Okay.
Oh, Bankai?
Yeah, whatever you said.
Why would you choose that one?
I love Ryan's thing.
I don't know, but I saw this dude on YouTube. His name is called Master Media, and like I saw him like doing the Anime War, and Ichigo was in it, and I saw him use a sword, and I was like, all right, it looks pretty good, so I would just use that.
All right, what about you, Yanni?
That's a good one. I would have to use, what was it? It was in Mirai Nikki. What were they using? They were using cell phones? Yeah, the future diary.
Oh, wait. But that's only for future things.
But yeah, but wasn't she going, she was going back in time, right?
No. That was when you win, you could go back in time. No, that was the wish. If you win, you could go back in time.
Giving me that phone doesn't put me in that situation, so I wouldn't be able to go back in time.
Yeah, so
I don't want to go in the future.
So you need to, like, unless you need the phone to know in the future what you could do, but sometimes you could be trapped. You don't know what's, because in the future diary, there's choices where you could choose that path. But
it will stop. Yeah,
it's like a death one. It's like if you use that one, you'll die automatically. If you do that one, someone's going to die.
So there was this anime I watched called Eden of the East. It's in my top 5 animes you should be watching. Link in the description. basically it was like he had this cell phone that had like a bunch of money on it. And there was this lady called Juice that would like take a portion of that money and do whatever he wanted. So if he wanted like money to fall off the sky, Juice would do it and probably take like 10,000. And so like she could do like things that were not even possible for regular humans. And so like I feel like I could possibly get Juice to like do something that she could get like a rival alien race to just so they can wipe each other out or something like that.
Okay.
So that's what I feel like. I would get his cell phone from that anime. All
right, you guys are going to be pretty aroused for what weapon I'm going to say.
All right, what you going to say?
Just a regular knife. And you know why?
Why?
Whose knife is it, though?
No. Just a regular kitchen knife. Kitchen knife.
Okay.
So I could carve the full metal alchemist thing on my hand.
Okay. Oh, God.
And just use it. Whenever I want to.
Okay, that makes sense.
From Full Metal Alchemist?
I mean, yeah, alchemy, I mean... Oh, what if you could... Oh, no, but you couldn't be father.
No, you can't be father because... Oh, wait. Oh, I didn't think about it. The stone.
Yeah, if you had a philosopher... Damn, we could have said philosopher
philosopher's stone.
Oh, my God.
Yo,
it'd have been raps.
Why didn't it say that? I just said,
but wouldn't you have to like sacrifice like half the damn earth to defeat an alien race?
Yeah, but it's a weapon though. No, you don't have to earn it. You just have to get it.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Like the one that you said, you have to earn it to actually
get it. You know what I should have said?
What?
I don't know if this counts, but what's that thing on the back of Gaara like he wears? What is that called?
No, you need ninjutsu.
That just holds his sand. His sand's still like part of him.
You need ninjutsu, like you need chakra for that. A weapon.
It requires the shikaku, basically. That's what gives him control over the sand.
Nah, you don't need You don't need shikaku.
You don't?
No, because they took I can't say it, but you don't need it. You don't need a beast thing to control elements.
A Jinjuriki.
Yeah, you don't need because they are.
Well, I haven't seen that episode in a brick, so I just remember something around Gaara and Shikaku.
You read anything about Naruto?
So I guess that was a separate ability that he was using.
Yeah, but no, here's the thing. He didn't he had the Shikaku, but he didn't have to do anything. He just depended on the beast, but when they took it away, he just used it, but he was still skilled. Like, he was still like a goat with it. Even without Shikaku, it felt like the beast was still inside him.
Okay, I got you.
All right, so what about... All right, wait. What about you? Yeah, Ryan, your topic. But good answers. I didn't think about the Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah, Philosopher's Stone, that got me.
Just pull out an AK out of nowhere. See what's up.
Yeah, you're going to run out of bullets. They're going to fuck you up.
See what's up. Just get some bullets out of nowhere. All right, what's up? I'm unlimited. Verizon, what's up?
Wait, Ryan, what did you say? You said yours was going to be the Bankai, right? I guess that could work.
Oh, wait. You can't use the Bankai because you got to be dead. No, you got to be dead.
He can die. He can turn into a hollow.
Yeah, but here's the thing. No, it can't be supernatural. It has to be that. No, wait. I take that back. I take it back.
I feel like his Bankai has the power in it.
No, but that means you got to carry a heavy sword around the whole time.
Okay, but still kill and save the earth, so I don't care.
Let's just assume that you're able to wield it. Let's just assume that.
Okay.
Since you get the weapon anyway. You have to be able to use the weapon if you're going to defend yourself.
It takes you 5 seconds to kill one enemy for a swing. Hope you know that.
Yeah, that's true. That's not enough time for a whole alien invasion.
5 seconds every swing.
You're going to get pretty tired.
That's going to be ham.
Wait, what kind of aliens are you talking here, though?
Have you seen Ajin?
Who?
Oh, Ajin. Okay. That's pretty... Okay, that's a bit much.
All right, what about... What's that anime called? It's like the cockroaches are like big guys.
Oh, Terraform Mars?
Bro. Yeah.
Bro, you're done. Wrap it up. You're not doing anything with that. It's over. Bro, that was my favorite anime, bro. I actually have almost all the volumes of that, bro. They literally made me like put my book away because that genre was so violent.
Dude, Terraformers. They said, imagine The Rock Johnson.
No. We can't cut it off. We got it. Ryan, you have to watch that, bro. The opening scene, bro. Remember when the girl went up to talk to the cockroach? She went up to talk to that joke. She said something. She's like, "Do you speak Japanese?" Well. Head blown off. I was dying, bro. That show was funny. Weird. Bro.
What's this called? What's it called?
Terraform Mars.
If you want to see something just straight OC and want to scare
like
life.
Dragon. If you like something like stupid action, that one is better than Dragon Ball Z in my opinion. In action,
it is because I think
AOT is better than Dragon Ball in action.
Here's the thing: it's not censored. Well, if you get the uncensored version, it's not censored. There's a lot of blood. You're gonna see a lot of blood, and like the battles are so intricate. Like, bro, like it's really really complex.
No, but here's the thing about the difference between Terraformer and Dragon Ball Z, like. You know how Dragon Ball Z has dialogue and it's like, I'm going to defeat you. I'm going to defeat you.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. You better not be talking on this one. It's a wrap.
Terraformers.
It's over.
It's like, if you have one discussion with, you know, with a side chick or a main chick, they said, bam, they take your head.
The amount of quickness that people, like the dumb stuff that people died off of, Just the small mistakes that people died off of was crazy.
I'd rather die
from small, how small are we talking about?
What? What'd you say?
Very small. No, I'm not spoiling it for you. Honestly, Ryan, I wish we could set up a video like a camera and get your live reaction on that anime.
Describing them, they're at least like what? Jordan's size from Dematha, like 7 foot. No, Hunter.
They're about eight feet.
Straight Hunter.
Let's give him 8 feet.
He's jacked. And
think about Nick Cross.
Wait.
Nick Cross on steroids.
Yeah, that's raps. Oh yeah, that's raps.
Bryce, but it, that doesn't even describe how like how crazy they are, though. You gotta, you just gotta watch it, bro. I wish you could link and like me get my camera and we like videotape Ryan's reaction to the anime, bro. That would be good. Y'all want to do that? That would be tough.
Yeah.
If I see, I got time.
All right, bet.
But dude, just the first episode, I was like, all right, what's going to happen? Man, fight some bear.
I could not wait, bro. I was itching until the second episode, bro. I could not wait. I literally had to go find the manga, bro. It's too crazy.
No, the ending. And I was like, oh no, it's over. It's over. It's over. Take me to the moon or something. You're not leaving me on Earth anymore. Like every time I see a cockroach now, I just think about, you know what? Let it live. Let it live.
Wait, wouldn't they just go to the moon and just kill you?
I no, because they're not like on the moon. They're like on Mars because, you know, right now they're saying you can live on Mars because of their water. That's like the future, like their future saying if Mars was actually livable. And that was just that they don't know how to get on.
But I feel like that they were progressing so fast that they would eventually be able to learn how to track you,
dude. But they the people that made that anime, they said, you know what, let's add something people would never think of. What? Insects killing humans. And the guy was like, you're right.
And it was I mean the idea, when I first read it, I skipped over that anime. I'm not gonna lie, I skipped over it. Like, when I saw it was an upcoming anime and it was going to be, the first episode was going to be released, blah, 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 I literally waited like half a week. I kept seeing it on my recommended, never watched it. Because I looked at the summary, I'm like, bro, I don't want to see somebody fucking whip out some raid and fight a goddamn cockroach, bitch. I don't want to see that. Like, no. If I'm going to see that, go watch like one of those infestation shows that they show on like fucking Nat Geo or some shit. Like, what? No.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. For Hero Academia, I was talking with my friend before I even saw it. I was like, what's Hero Academia? I heard it was really good. He was like, oh, imagine a Trump supporter going to the next level. I was like, are you for real? And he was like, yes, see the first episode. But imagine him as a school shooter, then being a Trump supporter. I'm like, okay. Let me see.
Oh my god.
I saw the first episode, second episode. I was like, okay, I see why he said that. Then the later episodes, I'm like, yo, what? It's like, he don't got the Glock. He got the whole hand. It's like, this man going ham. All
right, you want to go on to the next topic?
Yeah. But AOT. Man, I was so...
All right, so before we get into the episode... The actual latest episode, as we're filming, after recording this, it's what, season 3, episode 3?
I'm a little bit further.
What do you mean?
I'm on episode 4.
Oh yeah, I did watch the first. But there was
what
a
was
third
the latest
one.
One that came out? It was. It's showing on Crunchyroll season 3, episode 41.
Yeah, that's. I'm borrowing my friend's. By the way, shout out to my man Eli. Thank you for this.
But yeah,
I'm borrowing this Crunchyroll.
But yeah, before we do that, let's ask Ryan. Ryan, how do you tell us what episode you're on so far, and how do you feel about Attack on Titan so far? Since you got into it later than everybody else.
Very, very far behind everybody else. But I'm on season 1, episode 23, I believe. I don't remember. 22, 23. But I watched the first episode, and that... one of the best scenes I've ever seen. Like when I saw that that armor Titan come in, and then it was another Titan, I think.
Oh, the Colossal Titan.
Annie.
No. So what?
Wait. The Colossal Titan. Yep, the Colossal Titan.
Thanks, King. I love you.
Before we even discuss further, if Ryan didn't know who it was, then I would have slapped the back out. I would have slapped his back. No, because there's no way you could be like, oh, it could be Arnold. It could be Eren's sister. Nah, it's definitely Annie.
You don't shut the he doesn't know yet, bro.
Wait, after he said episode 26, right?
Oh yeah. 20...
No, it was 23 when they captured the Lady Titan. She was intelligent, remember?
Exactly. So no.
Oh yeah, yeah. So he knows.
You definitely know.
But he doesn't know about the other two.
No, I didn't say the other two. I didn't say the other two.
King, I didn't even know
the other four to be exact, because we can't forget about George.
Nope.
George,
shut up. You can't say nothing. I may have ruined it for him, but you can't.
King, I didn't even know who the Lady Titan was until you said something.
First of all, bro, Ryan,
it gets crazier.
Ryan, think of the possibilities of how in the freaking world it's intelligent.
Think of the possibilities of how in the freaking world you get a blonde Titan.
I don't know.
How do you sex? What?
But actually, I read earlier into the manga, like when the anime first came out, I read like really deep into manga. I was really deep into Attack on Titan, bro. It's some stuff about Attack on Titan. I wish I could spoil it, but like it would just destroy all the future episodes to come. But like right now they're showing you a little glimpse into what's really going on. You know, came with the military police and what they're doing. They're covering shit up, but.
Yeah,
it's getting deep into it. Shut up, Ryan. It's getting deep into it. But it's a lot of craziness. Ryan, when you get to like later in season two, you're going to realize how crazy shit's getting. Like it gets pretty intense.
I could definitely see someone just reporting us for how many spoilers we just added onto this video. I'm going to have a counter in the corner of this freaking video and say,
hey, come report us. Make sure and get as many people to report us as possible so we can get as much clout as possible. We want to get this podcast going, you know? As, you know, there's three levels of subscriptions. Let me pull it up real quick. If you just wanted to subscribe as you're just reporting us, you know, just if you just feel like it, you know?
Yanni just gets his channel taken down as he explains.
Yeah, subscribe to our Anchor channel because... We would if you guys paid us to make these episodes, guess how many more episodes you could get. I mean, hey, it's a win-win situation. So go ahead and subscribe on Anchor.
If you take this video down, you got the other channel, Pornhub, FakeTaxi.com. I post.
Yeah, we're posting everywhere, guys. We're global.
I post
global.
On the daily. That's a discussion before I actually get porn.
All right, let's talk about the latest episode. I didn't really see any action this latest episode, so I don't think we're going to have much to talk about. It's kind of building up at this point, so I don't know.
Yeah, so definitely, it wasn't really that much, but it was like definitely, wait, are you saying the fourth episode or the third episode?
Which one? Whichever one was episode 41, I'm not sure.
See, I don't know because I don't know why.
The latest one on Crunchyroll because I'm on Crunchyroll right now.
Okay, so if you're the latest one on Crunchyroll, then you know about the whole. Wait, can't spoil? No, wait, I can't say anything. It's not even really.
Give
spoilers.
Me a code word.
Son. Boss.
Oh, yeah.
What we could say it.
I mean, if you want to, Ryan,
yeah,
don't
but...
listen.
Wait, what?
Comes back. Wait, what? Nah, I'm not trying to ruin it. Nah, because he needs like the whole discussion towards it. Because
instead of everyone exposing what happens in Naruto and Naruto Shippuden and Boruto.
All right. First of all, to be honest, you're going to definitely hear it, even if you don't see it. You're going to definitely hear about it.
Yeah.
I see it on YouTube all the time. And
yeah, I was about to say that. You're probably going to see it on YouTube because everybody just spams with content about Naruto.
It's so delirious. And then like, I just see like a spoiler and it fries me.
Yo, I'm not going to
catch
lie.
Up. Got to binge.
This is one episode on YouTube. It was like the thumbnail. It was like Boruto has the the new power, and I'm just like, I didn't even see the episode yet. Are you?
Yeah, they were spamming that. Like every anime like channel was just spamming it because they knew they were gonna get hella clicks off of it.
It was like, Boruto is now claimed a god, and I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
They gotta hype him up, bro.
I'm not like, yo, it's Naruto's son, but you don't gotta hype him up that well. Like, come on.
I mean, he's pretty OP, no cap.
Hold up. Who?
Boruto.
No.
Think about it.
If anybody's OP, it's Mitsuki. Right now, it's Mitsuki. He's the guy. He's the man.
Hey, who's Mitsuki?
Mitsuki is Orochimaru's son. Not biological, but
he made him
son. Yeah.
Okay, hold up. I think Gaara's son, or AKA stepson, is little bit OP.
But I feel like Mitsuki, the fact that Mitsuki wasn't even intimidated by him, like he was like, oh, this is just running the mill. Because don't forget, Mitsuki's like the level that he's at right now is like, he's probably able to take on like a couple of his teachers. Like he could probably give Kakashi a run for his money right now.
No wait, wasn't it for the episode? I forgot what episode, but one of the gray dudes, I forgot their name. He took the power, the sage mode, and he was like, "Why in the world does this kid has it? Thank goodness we took it before he could do anything."
So I feel like Mitsuki is just like a level above the rest, but like I don't think he's gonna get exposed for his power until like they really, really need him, until they're like against like an OP enemy.
Yeah, but technically he cheated. Like other than Boruto cheating, he legit cheated. Like man actually skipped training and has sage mode in him.
That's tough.
Like, I mean, yeah, but at least he wasn't using a ninja tool like Boruto. That fried.
Implanted god mode in him. Boruto,
he didn't have a choice. The thing about Boruto, Boruto knew what he was doing.
No, Boruto was, you know, on the wraps. Dad didn't visit him. Relatable.
I don't even want to hear that, bro.
Relatable.
This dude, oh, he's not even smart enough to even use certain jutsus that are like relative to his family's nature, like not his nature but his family's like whole aura. This man was using something that was out of the ordinary.
Nah, he used wind style and fire style.
I'm like, bro, you're not a Uchiha. Like, they're gonna, how did they not snuff him out earlier?
He never used
he used fire style jutsu
during the tournament, but like later on, I thought because he'd been using like a couple jutsus. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, man, I was wondering why he didn't get snuffed out. I'm like, bro, come on now. You see, was Naruto using fire style? I don't think he could use fire style.
He might have. Jiraiya can, but he never taught him. Never taught him because he's a water.
Yeah, that wasn't his thing. Like, I don't feel like that was in his family. Now Itachi knows them. Sasuke and Itachi was breathing fire like they were born some kind of dragon. Like, that's their thing.
Dude was in the studio just murdering it. Burnt down the whole building. Burnt down the whole building. Itachi said, get out. I'm trying to save you. I said, okay, brother.
But yeah, back to this AOT episode. Like, I feel like there's not really much you can talk about. They're showing, like, what I saw throughout the episode. They're showing, like, people who are, they're eliminating people who know too much in regards to like what's going on in the center, or what they know in the center of all the walls. Like, just if anybody with any type of like, even the guy who is, remember the preacher or the guy who like preached that religion?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They killed him because he was preaching about, people thought he was crazy because he was talking about stuff that nobody had ever heard before. But now that things are actually starting to line up and you're finding out that humans can be titans and so-and-so, and you're seeing how many of them are actually around, then yeah, I mean, you're going to have a problem.
Oh, especially yeah, I do remember watching that. That was like
episode the big guy. You know, the big guy just saying whatever, you know. Talking out here, bro, like that's gonna creep you out for a second.
Wait, I was about to say something, but I can't remember what I was about to say.
See, I don't want to spoil it for Ryan, so I'm going to just say the big guys.
I mean, like, so I didn't watch the latest episode, but I watched 1 and 2. I know what you're talking about. Like, I know they killed the priest, and they were, like, Aaron and, like, his, like, group, I guess, were, like, investigating it. I know that much.
Killed a beast.
Oh, wait, hold up. Hold on, wait. Can we just talk about how in the world, how Levi and Kenny are just straight murderers? Like, straight psychopaths.
Yeah, he raised them. I mean, now I can see where Levi gets all his traits from.
Yeah, but he's kind of like how much of a dog you are.
I mean, that's tough, man. I mean, he's a straight killer. Like, but that's kind of crazy that the people on the inside, like the inner wall, hired this man to get rid of everybody. That's how you know they're getting desperate.
Wait, who's getting rid of who?
No, just the people connected to it.
Levi? People connected to Levi?
No, the people connected to, right, like, the secrets of the walls. Have you seen the episode? I don't think he's gotten to the episode, right? Where they cracked up on the wall?
So I just watched 1 and 2 of season 3.
Did you see the fight with Annie yet?
No.
Oh, no, okay. No, he's at the capture
part. They captured Annie, thanks to King.
You're welcome. You know you were going to... Definitely, you have to connect.
But yeah, when like the whole conspiracy in my head started was when Aaron and Annie got into that fight. When they cracked that wall, that's when the wheel started churning. I'm like, bro, it's stopped being this surface level anime like Dragon Ball Z, and it started being this slightly layered anime, kind of more like Naruto or something deeper than that. I'd have to probably say, what's a non-general anime that had more layers to it? I don't know.
Like, what do you mean by layers? Like, more fillers or just, like...
Like, the way Naruto and Bleach kind of did it, they made an illusion of giving layers to an anime when what they were actually doing, they were just kind of, like, introducing a new villain. Or just trying...
One Piece.
Oh, yeah, like, introducing a new villain and, like, tying it to something older, basically, to, like, give it that layer, but it's just two sides of the same coin that are connected. They're basically just,
Fairy Tale,
yeah, going on
One
and on.
Piece,
and Fairy Tale did it more blatant. Yeah, Fairy Tale was like, okay, here's your first problem. Here's your second problem. Oh, your third problem.
Elias,
Lucy's.
Yeah,
I got to admit, I agree with you. Dragon Ball doesn't go that deep, but there was one saga that went pretty deep, in my opinion.
Oh my god.
The Goku Black Saga.
The Goku Black Saga. Looking ass, boy. I feel like that wasn't deep. It was just the first time that the creators actually put some thought into what they were... Not put some thought. I don't want to be so harsh. It's the first time that they actually tried to give a good twist in the anime. Like, usually, you could see things coming from a mile away in Dragon Ball Z. Like, you could, it's predictable at some point, but it still left you on the edge of the seat because what you really craved in Dragon Ball Z was that action scene. Like, you didn't care how it ended out because you knew Goku was going to end up on top, but you wanted to see that action scene regardless. Like, when he first fought Frieza, we kind of knew Goku was going to come out on top somehow. But we just didn't know how, so we wanted to see that action scene.
I mean, at the end of Super, I was kind of glad that he didn't win. I always wanted to see like him like not win. That's the thing. But I was kind of glad I saw that. I saw like a minor character like get some spotlight, like 17, although he's been gone for like I don't know how long. But yeah,
gone.
I mean, he went MIA for what, 17 years?
A good amount, yeah.
Like, after getting into Cell, no one saw him again. 18 was the only relevant one.
Yeah, but hold up. What was I about to say? Yeah, what happened to Ooh?
No, Boo was still there, but he was asleep the whole time. Remember, he fell asleep.
No, Boo hungry. No, not Majin Boo. Oob.
Oh, Oob. Is he even a thing?
I actually wanted him to come back. He was like the only black character. I was like, what the fuck?
Why do you think they ain't bring him back?
What you mean? What about Mr. Popo?
Okay. Mr. Popo is a legit immortal god. That's different.
I don't think. Man. I feel like Mr. Popo is like blackface, bro. Because he got them pink ass lips.
Bro, I didn't get how in the world they had to do like. That wasn't the first. I think that was the first black person in Dragon Ball Z. But that was like back then when they didn't really figure out the whole equality stuff, so they just added that.
Yeah.
Then later they added Oob, but Oob was like slick. I was like, yo, man went to the gym and he looking like, yo. Like slide in, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, man was actually built until now he's like gone because the whole GT thing. I'm like,
yeah, we'll save that topic for the next podcast.
It was in GT. All right, never mind.
I did want to talk about that, like black representation in anime, but we'll save that to another time for the next episode.
Yeah. Sneak peek.
Sneak peek. Just get a little peek.
No premiere. Promotion anime Dragon Ball Heroes.
World premiere. But yeah, sued. That's what I felt like. Yeah. Is that it? I feel like that's it. You gonna wrap it up?
No,
now?
It's never. Yeah,
I mean we've been going on for a while. It's been what, hour 7 minutes, so we got a good amount, and we can definitely get some good stuff out of this one. So yeah, check out all of our links in the bio, in the channel bio, for if you want some of our content. We're gonna be posting a snippeted version of this onto YouTube on everybody's channel. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, page drive, but you know, still subscribe. You already know.
Yeah, and subscribe to me and check out the. Actually, I'm probably gonna put this in here anyway, but the whole time the video got longer is because of cough. No excuses, Ryan.
Ryan, Ryan, did you leave again, Ryan?
Internet went out the first time. Data.
Yeah.
Ryan straight bugged out. Man had the wedding ring and everything, about to give it to the man straight.
Oh my god. That was crazy.
Man had a full conversation with us. Whole voicemail.
Guys, I have a Patreon. I'm putting the link description.
We can't donate to you if you don't have any content, Ryan.
Hey, well, if you give me money, I'll make content.
Okay, here's the thing. There's a difference between content and being a prostitute. There's differences. If I really wanted people to just pay me, I would have done it sooner.
But we put in. I didn't think our podcast would be this long. I'm glad we got a lot of content in. I didn't think we were gonna really talk this much, but I think this is going in a good direction. I think episode 2 is gonna be very lit. A good way to start it off. But
yeah. So get yeah, hit. Guys, that's it for today. Yeah, yes. Check out the whole channels and stuff. Check it out.
Yeah, check out all our channels.
Be doing and, more of this. Special guests is Chris Brown, Christopher Walkins.
Yikes.
Coming soon. KSI. All them good stuff.
But yeah, we're gonna wrap it up, and I guess I'll end this call.
All right, y'all. All stay right. Wavy.
Stay very wavy. Yes.
Stay illegal. All right, peace.
All right, y'all.